Well, I'm getting ready now to introduce you to four people. And by the way, if you want to text us, or in fact, if you want to call us and speak to any of these kids, our number to do either is 412-200-5975. I've been looking forward to this segment for a while this morning because these kids have done something pretty remarkable. And we talk a lot of times about adults being role models for kids. I have a feeling these kids could be role models for us. And I'm going to start with you and sort of we'll swing around, come a little bit closer to the microphone. And could you just introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Desiree. I'm in the fifth grade. And I'm part of mediation.
Excellent. It's nice to meet you. What community do you live in?
Brighton Heights on Northside.
Well, it's good to know that because other people in Brighton Heights might be wondering who you are. And what's your name?
My name is Eric. I'm in the fifth grade.
Eric, what community do you live in?
Mont Oliver.
Excellent. It's nice to meet you, Eric. And?
Hi, I'm Ryan. I'm in the fifth grade, like everybody else said. And I know you're going to ask me where I'm from, so I'm going to just tell you right now. I'm from the south side, El Super, somewhere around there.
Well, excellent. Well, when you have a charter school, such as Manchester Academic Charter School, while it's a public school, everybody isn't from the same neighborhood. So we have Brighton Heights, Mount Oliver, and then the south side. And now we'll meet our fourth student. Hi.
Hi.
Can you introduce yourself?
My name is Markia Proctor.
And where are you from, Markia?
The West Side, Sheridan.
Sheridan, excellent. We're up near Sheridan a lot at Brashear High School. We're right sort of in the same neighborhood every now and then. You guys? So you just went through a program called Project Peace Mediation Program. Who can tell me what that program was all about? Go ahead. This is Ryan. Oh, I'm sorry. I should be able to do better than that. There's only four of you here. I should be able to keep you better. That's Eric. Go ahead, Eric.
It teaches you how to resolve a conflict and to mediate your problems. So if you have a problem with some other student or somebody, they'll get two people to help you solve your problem.
And what does the word mediate mean exactly? What does it mean to mediate something?
I guess it means when you have to solve problems, like solve it by yourself without getting like help.
So mediate, it's sort of like to just help resolve. Resolve is a good word for it. So what kinds of problems might be solvable? What kind of things come up?
Fighting in school or arguing with other students that you don't get along with and how to resolve them problems.
I see, Markia. And when you say fighting, do you mean physical fighting or yelling and screaming?
Yelling and screaming. Or you could, physical fighting might go too far and you might get suspended.
So you guys are in fifth grade. What do fifth graders fight about? What do kids fight about?
What we fight about is like when somebody's like talking about us, we don't just let them just say something about us. We got to get them. It's like ripping on other people and stuff like that.
Just go ahead and jump in.
And that stuff, it's like, and we argue about petty, the most pettiest stuff, and it does not get off our mind. We'll just keep going at it and at it and at it and at it until the other person stops, cries, anything that we'll feel happy about.
Everybody, like, argues about the materialistic things, like your shoes and all the clothes that you wear, and I don't, it's just too much.
Everybody wants to mess with somebody, but sometimes they're going to take it too far, so you have to find the right person to play with.
And they'll argue about, because we've been together since the first grade, so all of us, the same people, have been together since the first grade, and we know how to push each other's buttons, so we'll get at each other so hard, and that other person will get so mad, and we'll just laugh at them like, ha, 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 we got you, now what's up?
You're listening to fifth graders. Are you all about 10 or 11?
Yeah.
Yes.
From
turned 11.
Manchester Academic.
Right, from Manchester Academic Charter School. If you have a question or would like to text these kids with a comment, 412-200-5975 is the number you can use for either of those things. They've just gone through a program called Project Peace Mediation Program. So I'd like to know, tell me what you've learned as a result of this program.
Of the Project Peace Mediation? I learned a lot because I've been in a mediation with me and another girl in my classroom. And
you mean when you were younger?
No, this grade.
Oh, in this grade?
2015.
And it was really a real problem that
yes.
you used these skills?
Yes.
Tell me about it.
It was me, I won't say names, but it was me and this girl in my class. And she says that I'm bullying her, but then again, I'm saying that she's bullying me because she's going back to her friends, I guess, and she's going back to her friends and telling her friends that I'm talking about her, and then there's another girl.
So so you can't resolve this?
No, and it won't be resolved because she's not trying to resolve it.
So were you able to use any of the skills that you learned to try to address the problem?
We sort of kind of worked the problem because me and Ryan, we were the mediators to try to help the problem. But one of the girls really broke down, and she said, like, this problem's been going on since, like, second grade, and the problem really never got solved by any of the teachers. But the teachers just try and do what they can to solve the problem.
So it sounds like sometimes getting at problems early is really important to not letting them linger and fester. Eric, you were going to say something?
Mediation helps you figure out your problems. It helps you... How should I put this? It helps you figure out your problems and get your friends to be with you for the rest of your life.
But then again, it really don't, because I thought the girl was my friend. We was friends in first grade, and we was friends in third grade. But then people change, I thought. And I know that people change, because the girl that I told all the stuff to went back and told the girl that I was arguing. And I said, that's crazy. And then she's going to try to be my friend on Monday.
Well, let's talk about what you learned in terms of mediation skills and what you can do to actually help. If I were having a fight with somebody and I came to you, what would your advice be to try to have it be more peaceful?
You should not just, like, keep on trying to get back at them. Like, if somebody says something about you, you shouldn't try to say something about them. You should tell somebody, but since you're older, I don't know.
Well, you can pretend I'm a student.
If you're a student, you should be able to tell a teacher.
But once again, like you said, students should be able to tell the teachers, right? But the girl I was arguing was telling the teachers that we was going at it, and the teachers wasn't doing nothing. So what should we do now?
Any other ideas about the best ways to resolve conflicts based on the training that you had?
Maybe if you, like, know a good friend that's, like, that gives, like, good advice, it's okay to come to them and, like, tell them your problems. And maybe they can help you give advice, like, just don't rip back on them and do stuff to them. Like, talk it out first. And, like, when they say mediation, it's not a way of telling somebody what to do. It's a way of asking questions to get the problem solved.
So I would think a lot of times that you might be able to help your peers, your friends, solve their problems. If it's not your problem, but say two other fifth graders were having a problem, or even two fourth graders were having a problem, how would you help them? If a fourth grader came to you and said, somebody's making me feel bad, what would you do? And Eric, I saw your hand go up.
We will try to help them in the best way we can, but if we cannot resolve the problem, we will take it to the principal.
And when you say help them in the best way you can, what are some of the things you would do?
We would mediate them. We would help them figure out their problem, what's going on. And if we don't do it, then we'll just bring it to the principal.
Well, like you said, what can we do? Eric said we can mediate, and like we'll ask a lot of questions, like what happened, how did this problem start, and we can like get both of our sides of the story, and we can like kind of figure out a way for them to both do something to stop the problem.
And sometimes it's hard to mediate because you have to stick to the script, and sometimes to figure out the problem. You can ask other questions, but you gotta stick to the script because when you don't, it's telling somebody what to do and stuff like that.
Like she said, if we don't stick to the script, if a teacher's around and we're still mediating them and we don't stick to the script, like they said, to really tell.
You have to stick to the script that they give you, and it tells you exactly what to do.
Tell them exactly what to say.
That can be hard to do that, I think. When did you finish this training? How long ago was it?
It was actually yesterday. We had an assembly.
Oh, so this is very fresh information for you. I was going to ask whether you've had a chance to use any of this yet. Have you?
Yes, I used it with Markia and another girl in my class.
You did? Tell me, without naming names or getting too specific, what did you do?
Well, we stuck to the script, asked questions, but it was hard because there was one girl that wasn't there the day we did the mediation, and she wasn't there to stick up for herself and speak for herself
and
to figure out the problem.
And she was in the middle of the whole thing, so we couldn't figure it out, and the other girl wasn't even trying to figure it out.
It was just a lot of confusion.
Yeah.
It was a lot of unrelated stuff.
What's hard work to do, mediation? I mean, there are people, I don't know if anybody told you, there's people who make a living being mediators, that you actually do that for your job.
When we started learning about mediation, we had a teacher come in from Philadelphia. His name was Mr. Travascus, and he would help us. And I think he was either like a lawyer or a judge, or one of the two. And he also does mediating on the side.
He does mediating for a living.
That was who taught us the training of mediation.
He said he works with a judge or something.
A lot of times mediators do that because it's a way to avoid having a lawsuit or having a fight over something. So, Eric, go ahead. I was going to ask you guys something else, but you had a comment.
He did a good job teaching us how to mediate. He got us here, and I just want to thank him.
And what was his name again?
Mr. Travascus.
Mr. T.
So, you guys are in fifth grade.
Yes.
Do you want to give shout-outs to anybody who might be listening? Just jump right in.
I want to shout out to Miss Crook. She's our teacher.
Let me give a shout out to Mr. Travascus. We wouldn't be here right now if it wasn't for you.
Anybody else?
Shout out Mr. Reed Squad.
How about Mr. Skoumis?
Mr. Skoumis.
You did a good job.
I see him there too.
Shout out to my mom, Squad Mom.
And I'd like to know, have any of you thought about what you would like to do when you get older, Eric?
I would like to be a professional basketball player, or I would like to have a job that gets me a lot of money.
Okay.
I would like to be an engineer.
What kind, do you know?
Like electrician, mechanical, and stuff like that.
How come?
I don't know. I just want money.
Do you know any engineers?
No.
Have you met one? Well, I have a degree in engineering, so I can talk to you about that sometime. What would you like to do?
I would like to be a professional basketball player. I would like to do anything with sports, but if that doesn't work out, I would like to be like a real estate agent or something like that.
Good. I think it's good to have a, if that doesn't work out, plan. Ryan's a good name for real estate, too. Ryan Holmes out
Ryan
there.
Ryan Auto Glass.
Yeah. What would you like to be?
I would like to be a security guard. And I want to be that because my dad. And you can protect people.
Does your dad do that?
Yup.
Well, those are all great career options.
And I also want to be a rapper.
A rapper? Can you rap now?
Go, Eric. Go, Eric.
You want to rap?
Sure.
Can you beat your boy?
No.
Just remember you're on the radio.
These diamonds all over my wrist. I probably pay your tuition because me and my homies, we getting the money that come from the itching. Can't help it. All these girls that I dealt with, they just want the money. When I'm with them, like selfish. That's it.
Okay.
Pretty good. Did you write that?
Yes.
Excellent. It's good to write. Does anybody have anything else you'd like to say? It sounds like you guys have learned a lot about helping other people.
I want to give a shout out to our class because we've been together since like kindergarten, first grade. We all like each other. We cool with each other and we're a real good class. And so just want to give a shout out.
That's a good thing to do. Anybody else?
And we want to give a shout out to you.
Well, thank you. It's really nice to have you all here today. And I'm really proud of the work you've done. You've learned how to mediate, and that's not an easy thing to do.
I got to give a shout out to Project Peace. Thank you, Project Peace. Squad.
Well done. Thank you, guys. You did a great job today. And it'll be fun to see what you do with this program based on the skills Mr. T taught you. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. Those students from the fifth grade class at Manchester Academic Charter School.